you wanna do?
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And CJ is on the line. But CJ, I wanted to say to you and others who think that law enforcement officers in the schools is a good idea. I was in the schools when law enforcement officers were there in Milwaukee Public Schools. Armed, well-trained, a financial investment in each law enforcement officer. And you got them sitting up in a school waiting on something that may never come, a shooter. And if you look at all the different schools that are open on a daily basis and then one, there's somebody who comes in and shoots up the school, I think it's asinine to talk about hardening the schools and having law enforcement in the schools. It's a waste of resources. And so I'm telling you what I saw firsthand. And every time I hear people who want to harden the schools and all those kinds of things, I realize that those are people who just have not thought it through. Go ahead.
I think there's a way to have one entrance and have it secured. You don't have to spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, but
what do you think it costs to have a law enforcement officer sitting in a school 5 days a week, 7-8 hours a day? How many hundreds of thousands of dollars do you think that one law enforcement officer costs?
You think it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, Earl?
How much, if he's there for the entire school year, I'm sure law enforcement officers are handsomely paid, their benefits and all of those things. Yes, I do think that, CJ.
Well, I
think there was officers that really enjoyed it and were good at it and created a good relationship with all students. I'm not saying just wait till the catastrophe happens. I'm talking about preventive maintenance for these kids. The police officers in uniform have been demonized for a long time, and it's bad. Because, there's a few bad ones, and hopefully they can weed them out. But I tell you what, there's officers that did a good job. They didn't want to leave the school system.
I know, but Sandy, I'll let you go. But in Akron, Ohio, you just had a man shot 60 times. You talk about demonizing law enforcement. What demonizes law enforcement is that kind of a situation.
Well, let me just try and be the mediator here, because I think CJ and I think your heart's in the right place in what you're talking about. I think there definitely is a need to build a bridge between the community and the police, and vice versa. I think that the police have to lose their fear of the community, and the community have to lose their fear of the police, and it's a two-sided street. And I suspect that having police working much more closely with community in schools and elsewhere is one of the ways to lose that mutual fear of one another. And I think that the patrolman, you know, the Officer Trupsky kind of a guy that was walking the streets, had a much different relationship with the community.
No question.
Than the guy in the cruiser who only gets out of his car to deal with really troublesome situations that are frightening to him and to the participants. So, you know, I hear you. I see you. I think you're saying some things that are definitely well intended and maybe right. But we need to work on it in more in different ways. And I think we all have to admit that the problem between police and the community is a mutual one that involves a two-sided fear. And that fear is probably misguided on both sides, okay? The community shouldn't be as afraid of police as they are, And the police shouldn't be as afraid of the community as they are. And that mutual fear has created some reality out of the paranoia, because the frightened police shoot people, and people who get shot are afraid of the shooters. And that's what's happened.
You know, Sandy, the new police chief in the city of Milwaukee, Jeffrey Norman, is a lifelong resident of the city. And so he's found that building relationships with law enforcement out in the community at events is the way to go. And so the visibility of law enforcement officers at community events is what he's been big on. And it works.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think in that respect, CJ and he are in agreement. It's just a question of strategy, I suppose. How do you deploy that? But clearly, I think people recognize that there is this mutual fear. And the police, I think the only thing that, CJ, you weren't talking about, but I think you would concede maybe, is that police are afraid of the community in the same respects that community are afraid of the police. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. People who are afraid of one another act out against one another in ways that personify the danger. It's kind of like the international affairs I've talked about. When we decide to paint a country as a potential enemy, we treat them differently, and they treat us differently. And so that's happening locally, too.
And I just think that they could be better utilized than sitting in schools, building relationships with kids who are in classrooms. CJ, thank you very much for the call. We got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We'll be right back.
Can't change.